avatalk.ir.
Intermediate 2, Unit 4 to page 31. How Jake Knapp solved his problem. Jake Knapp, a blogger and design partner at Google Ventures, knew he had a problem. His smartphone made him twitchy with anxiety. It distracted him from his wife and his kids. It took up too much time, time that could have been spent doing more important things. He knew he should make a change, but he put it off for a long time. Finally, he decided to do something about his problem. 1. Although Jake wanted to limit his phone use, he didn't want to give up his phone completely. So he did an experiment. He disabled Safari, deleted his email account, and uninstalled his most distracting apps. He kept a few apps that didn't distract him, including phone, messages, maps, Uber, and his camera. He planned to do the experiment for only a week, but he kept it up for a month, and then two. He loved his freedom from distraction, and he's still living with his simplified phone. 2. The benefits. Knapp is more relaxed. He doesn't feel like he always has to check his messages or look up information online. Times on the bus when I would have checked email, I listen to music or just look around, Knapp observes. At home, the phone becomes part of the stereo and nothing more. He has more free time and his relationship with his family has improved. Knapp is also more productive at work. He finds that it's easier to concentrate without the distraction of his phone. 3. The weird part is this. This experiment was supposed to be a hardship. Now, it feels like the easy way out. I not only don't want to go back, going back sounds really difficult. Think of all the things I'd have to keep track of. Managing notifications and streams and pings and bleeps can add up to a lot of work. 4. Once in a while, Knapp does have to check his email or use the internet. If he has to do something important, like confirm a flight, he re-enables the app and gets the information. When he's done, he disables the app again. And he does still get distracted by the internet when he's using his laptop. He reads Twitter and email and the news more than he should, but at least he can't carry his laptop in his pocket. 5. Knapp wrote a blog post about his experiment, and it got 300,000 views. Some readers asked Knapp why he even keeps his phone. He responded, "There's so much I love about it. I listen to music on it all the time. The camera is amazing. Google Maps, location-based reminders, the weather forecast, find friends to track down my family, Uber. All these things make me feel like I'm living in the future, in a good way. It's not that I don't enjoy my smartphone. It's just that one only want half of it." 6. A lot of readers were supportive. Some tried the experiment themselves, but Knapp's biggest victory was when his own wife, after telling him he was crazy for 6 months, made her own phone distraction-free. 7. Does Knapp think that everyone should do the same thing? Not really. Some people have phones, but aren't addicted to them. For them, there's really no reason to remove any apps. But for most people, Knapp thinks it's an idea worth considering.
avatalk.ir